Joe Kennedy is a Democrat from Massachusetts' 4th Congressional District, in office since 2013, running against Senator Ed Markey in this year's Democratic primary. Joe Kennedy, of course, the Kennedys are great heroes in Massachusetts. Some people have said that they've gone into homes where John Kennedy and Robert Kennedy's pictures have been up next to the religious figures. What do you make of it?
Look, I'm obviously very honored by and proud of the support that my family has across the state, but of the contribution that they've made across Massachusetts and to our country. It's something that I hold very dearly and something that, again, I'm very, very proud of. But let me be clear, that obviously has nothing to do with why I decided to get into a race for the United States Senate now. But I get into this race now. Oh, go ahead.
But like chicken soup, it doesn't hurt.
No, it probably doesn't hurt. That is true. The only challenge there is constantly being compared to President Kennedy, Senator Kennedy, or Robert Kennedy, which is, they set that bar pretty high. So, but it's good company to be able to keep.
Indeed. So why are you doing it? I mean, you know, Markey has a lot of other incumbents on his side. You know, this is a challenge to people who are in office. So give us the rationale.
So let me be really clear about this. I got into this race because I believe that literally almost every single thing, the causes and the people that I care about, is on the line in this election. And from the work that I've been doing all the way back from a Peace Corps volunteer to volunteer in Boston's housing courts to my time in Congress, the issues that I have dedicated my life to, my career to, from civil rights to economic justice to healthcare equity, everything is at stake in this election. And yeah, no question, this is about Donald Trump, but it's bigger than that and deeper than that, because long before him, our system was leaving an awful lot of American families behind. We've got a system across Massachusetts where families are complaining because housing costs are through the roof, where healthcare can still today leave you bankrupt, even in a state with 98% of healthcare coverage. You got child care costs that from birth to five cost more than sending your kid to college. Our system is broken, and we need people that are going to take that system on and try to challenge it. We are in the richest country on earth, and yet it is still impossible for so many middle-class families to be able to get ahead. It is a circumstance where it is excruciating for so many people to be working class or trying to make ends meet, but downright nearly impossible to be able to, or to be anything but to be poor and black, poor and brown, poor and gay, poor and basically anything else. And the system's got to change.
So let me ask you this. Is this Markey's fault? I mean, he's a fairly liberal Democrat, and you sound as if he's to blame for all of those things you've just read out.
Senator Markey certainly is not to blame for all of those issues that I said. However, there are real differences between my record and I think Senator Markey's record. And the bigger piece here is, do you have somebody running for office that is willing to take on the systemic inequities that have led to this, to the circumstances we have today? Or are we trying to kind of nip around the edges? And I do think there's one candidate in this race that has said that, the first candidate in the race anyway, that said that we need to end the filibuster to be able to enact the progressive change that I believe we need to enact. There's one candidate in this race that has called for the end of dark money and super PACs tilting the scales of our electorate in one direction and not empowering those progressive voices. There's one candidate here that has continued to push for issues like term limits for Supreme Court justices and ending the Electoral College. But more than that, we can, in fact, examine Senator Markey's record. Look, the fact is that if you go back and start to examine it, Senator Markey, when he first got into office, actually supported the Hyde Amendment in limiting a woman's access to reproductive health care and her own autonomy over her health care choices. Senator Markey voted for the 1994 crime bill that was ended up incarcerating millions of African-American men off of unjust and unequal drug sentencing laws. Senator Markey has voted for the Iraq War and then voted present when the Obama administration came back to ask for authorization to go into yet another country in the Middle East. And so there are real differences when it comes to domestic policy, when it comes to foreign policy, when it comes to the systemic issues that I believe we need to take on in order to actually deliver the type of change we believe in.
Okay. Let me ask you this. I live, of course, in what Smithsonian Magazine says is the most beautiful town in America, Great Barrington, Great Barrington, Massachusetts. Are you paying enough attention to our end of the western end of the state?
We've been paying an awful lot of attention to the western Massachusetts, and we will be out there again. We just we have opened, and we're doing our official office opening in a new satellite office in Springfield. We've got 5 offices up and running around our Commonwealth, from Boston to Worcester to Springfield, up in Lowell as well. We've done town halls in 13 different spots across the state just in January alone. We've been out to the Berkshires a number of times, from our kickoff weekend to holding town hall. We did it, one of the town halls in January up in Northampton, and we'll be back out there again. And look, I say that not just as somebody that recognizes the importance of Western Massachusetts, but as somebody that's represented communities like Fall River and Taunton on the South Coast that feel and believe and know that they have been, when it comes to the political representation and the policy that ends up focusing on, or ends up being focused on, the economic growth generated from Boston, and too often leaves communities around Massachusetts behind. And that's got to end. We have to make sure that not only from an equity standpoint, we are investing around the state, but Boston now has the worst commute of any city in the country because we are not focusing on how to grow a commonwealth that provides for a sustainable level of economic achievement everywhere. The policies have been focused on growing Greater Boston, which now essentially means you have to earn 6 figures to live inside the city. And it ain't going to work. So we need to focus on development issues around the state. It's why we've been out to Western Massachusetts so much, and that's why we're coming out again.
Very quickly, I want to ask you this because I only got a minute and 43 seconds. Bernie Sanders, right now, leading in many of the polls, you know, a guy from Vermont, a liberal. Where are you on him?
So I think, as you know, I'm enthusiastically supporting our senior senator for the presidency. I introduced Senator Warren at her campaign kickoff over a year ago up in Lawrence, and have been doing everything I can for her all over the place, and continue to believe that she's going to be not just our nominee, but will make a great president. Looking forward to seeing how she does in South Carolina and then on Super Tuesday. And I've gone back with her a long time since she was my professor in law school, and I have no doubt that she will be a great president of the United States.
And maybe a vice president of the United States.
We'll see. I'm focusing on the first one. Thanks.
We've been talking to Joe Kennedy, Democrat from Massachusetts' 4th Congressional District. He's been in office since 2013. He's running in the primary against Senator Ed Markey in this year's Democratic primary. Again, what a pleasure, Joe Kennedy. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, thanks so much. Look forward to doing it again. Take care.